Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee from Internology and Actis Interactive Software. And today I'm pleased because our guest is Jason Milgram from Linkster. Jason, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tim.
Absolutely. So I love your current solution. I love it because it's technically very cool and because it also has a humanistic element to it. Do you mind focusing on the use case, as we call it, first?
Sure. And it goes back, I have a friend I met in high school named Howard. And about 3.5 years ago, his wife was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And, you know, as he, you know, emailed me and posted on his blog kind of the things that they went through in dealing with this ailment, you know, he came up with an idea for a mobile app. And because, you know, he knows I'm in technology, approached me and saying, hey, you know, we have this problem that I think a mobile app could solve. And with multiple MS, she has to take multiple shots per week. And
she and millions of people worldwide.
Right. I think about 400,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with MS.
And the issue, as I understand it, is you cannot be shot with the medicine in the same place over a certain period of time.
Right. I think there are 24 places on the body that you can use as injection sites. Uh-huh. And you can't inject yourself in the same location too many times. There's something called shot atrophy, so you have to rotate. And right now, the solution is everyone gets a logbook, a paper book that they have to carry around.
Paper.
Right. And they're either multiple times a day or several times a week, depends on their case, you know, write down, check the spot on their body that they did the injection, the date and time, and then indicate if there's any adverse reactions. And right now, it's a paper-based process. So, you know, what we realized, everyone's carrying around smartphones, and why not make this a mobile app where you can just easily indicate the spot on the body? And actually, to simplify your life, you could actually have it build out a shot plan for you, so you don't have to be sitting around thinking about what's my shot schedule for the next couple weeks. But it also gives you access to this data. You know, over the web, you can then start looking for trending information, or maybe you want to share some of this information with your physician. Maybe there's certain parts on your body you have reactions. But it just simplifies it. You know, anytime you have a paper-based solution that we can put onto a mobile device, you know, that's a great solution for many people.
Well, not only that, I mean, you've put a application into the Windows Phone marketplace that has the capability to help tens of millions of people worldwide, because it's helping people with MS. And it's free, by the way. But you could use it for other diseases that require, or anything, really, that requires you to pay attention to the scheduling of the iterations of whatever procedure that's being done to you. So right. Diabetes, for instance, you could help those folks, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And with diabetes, I believe there are about 23 million people in the United States who are diagnosed with that.
And getting bigger by the minute. Yeah.
That's what I've read.
Right.
And you're right, it's a free app, and we're also building in a donations button, too. So
awesome.
People can make donations to, you know, an MS foundation or same on the diabetes side.
What a great story. So I got to go to roadmap. Do you have plans for different versions of this? And I'm sure you're getting ideas from a lot of people just because it's such a great human interest story.
Right. So, you know, on the alerts, they want to build in the ability to be, you know, alarms to go off to let you know, hey, you're in time for your injections coming up.
Clearly.
So you can use push notification for that. But we're also building in later so the app can call you. So we're running the back end of this on Azure. And the app can call you on the phone and through text-to-speech, you know, tell you that it's time, or in 15 or 30 minutes, it's time for your injection. And, of course, also send out text messages through SMS.
But even I could think so many use cases for this. You know, even parents who are managing kids who have to either take medications or get shots or whatever, what a valuable tool for them. I mean, as a parent, I would like to get the call or the text message, absolutely. Well, I could just see this thing exploding. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Great job, and continue doing it. That is just fantastic, and I love your story. And thank you so much for coming.
Well, thanks for having me, Tim.
And thank you guys for watching.